Jeffrey Dahmer, Ted Bundy, the Night Stalker. These names are infamous, but do you really know what drove them to kill?
In Mind of a Serial Killer, we don't just tell you the story, we break down the psychology behind it.
Follow and listen to Mind of a Serial Killer, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Fan, and we will talk some Rangers maybe a little bit later. BT, they're back. They're on fire. I wish I could have gone to that game last night. I told you I turned down the free tickets. They ended up winning 5-0. Nice performance from them, and somehow they have righted the ship. So we can get into them a little bit later on.
Rempe scored, huh?
Yeah, Rempe scored his first goal of the year. Rangers are on their
getting
way
hot.
Back.
Devil's getting cold. Rangers getting hot.
Yeah, Devil's been a little bit of a funk lately.
I think they've lost 5 of 6, something like that, right? Yeah. Something like that.
We'll keep an eye on those standings as we get closer and closer to the postseason, of course. 888-808-1019. Let's get back to the phones here, though. We've been talking about the Mets and their offseason. Yankees as well, their offseason, as it compares to the Dodgers, who actually won the World Series a year ago and continue to load up. Also, talking Aaron Glenn and the Jets, continuing the conversation from yesterday. Chris is in Ossining. What's up, Chris?
BT Sal, what's going on?
Chris. What's up, Chris?
What up, bud?
So, what do you think about that? BT, I know you're a big Jets fan.
I think at this point, everybody knows what I think about Aaron Glenn. What do you think about Aaron Glenn?
I think he's going to steer this ship in the right direction. I think he's the perfect fit for the Jets. I think everybody else was just not the one. I think he's perfect, even with the Detroit Lions. I mean, they had, 12 injured, and he still
managed to make them
a great defense.
Well, I don't know if a great defense, but certainly, and the last game they got sliced up, and thanks for the call. But, no, I really like what Aaron Glenn did with a decimated depth chart. Even going back to that game, that the last game of the season against the Vikings, which obviously meant something there. Sam Darnold had a great season. He shut him down pretty well. I'm not saying he's perfect, but then again, for this job, I don't know that anybody's perfect because the Jets are the most imperfect franchise out there. I know it's going to take a leader of men. I know that that's also very overused and contrived to an extent, but it really applies. Robert Saleh, we thought he was that. He was not. Well, nobody really thought Gase was a leader of men. We just thought he was offensively innovative. He was neither.
Right.
Todd Bowles was a leader of men, but when it went stale, and still is a leader of men, but when it went stale, you know, his presentation just didn't kind of work here, especially after Rex, whether the high of Rex and then the low monotone approach of Bowles.
And he never had the horses either.
Never quite had the horses. The first year when they went 10-6 with Fitzpatrick and Decker and Brandon Marshall, like they were pretty good. Then, you know, they won that last game, they would have been a playoff team. I just think that Aaron Glenn, the other thing about Aaron that I like is that he's been in multiple buildings. Like Robert Saleh, well, so was Saleh. He was with Seattle for a minute, but not really doing a whole lot with all due respect. Aaron Glenn played for Parcells, played for really good coaches, was with Sean Payton, was in the Saints organization, and he worked his way up. And I watched a video where yesterday he expounded on how important it was for him not to jump over any steps because he was a player. I love that.
I saw that same thing.
Yeah.
I think every time you hear Aaron Glenn speak, you're going to understand why he's going to get a head coaching job this year and why he's gotten as far as he has. Why Glenn over Brian Flores?
Honestly, I might be a little biased because he played for the Jets. That's not my entire. I don't base it around.
But I knew that was going to be part of the answer, not just you, but like I think. Otherwise, give me something outside of the fact that he played for the Jets.
Well, the only thing that I would say is that, and things that I've always said about being adaptable as a defensive coach with injuries, blah blah blah. I've said it a million times. But the other thing too is if I was to line up both candidates. Yeah, there's checks in Flores' column that Aaron simply doesn't have because he hasn't coached. But there's also one big X, not that it can't be erased by some reflection, some personal introspection, if you will. But he was a very volatile, very explosive figure in Miami. And that does not alarm me to the point where I wouldn't hire him. I would. But I can see why that would be a deterrent for some.
Junior is in Brooklyn. What's up, Junior?
Hey, Sal.
Yes.
Me and Sal, my guy. Sal.
What's up, Junior?
Hey, as a Mets fan, diehard Mets fan, I think we need more. We need more. Like, we're coming back with the same team, basically.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Well, I mean, they did add Juan Soto. You add Soto and subtract Alonso, you're better. So it's not the same exact team. I think the Mets are better, and even adding AJ Minter to the bullpen, I think the Mets are better. Although they're supposed to have Brooks Raley last year.
Do you watch the video of Carlos Barrera saying that they were going to put Mauricio at third base?
No, but I wouldn't be surprised if they do at this point. But no.
Yeah, they said that he was going to be like their starting third baseman, and then, you know, Bienzo's at first. But Sal, I wanted to ask you something on air. Can you please bring me to Amazing Day, please? It's sold out. I couldn't find any tickets, nothing.
You know, Junior,
you got any power here, Sal?
I'll put him on hold there. I don't know if I can help you because I don't even know if I can help my own mother. And that's what I was saying before. I might have a problem because tickets are sold out for this
already.
Thing. Yeah, I believe so.
Well, it's not like 50,000 seats like a game, right?
No,
it's not that kind of deal. How many seats are?
I don't know how many. It's probably because, remember, they're going to have a lot of autographs and things like that going on.
Yep.
So I'm pretty sure the VIP things are available, but those are like, you know.
It's a lot of money.
Yeah, I think it was $700, something like that. The regular tickets to get in, I believe, are $40 each.
Is it on the field, too?
I believe there's spots
all over the place.
It's
going to be freezing, though.
Yeah, you know. I mean, you hope the weather's a little bit better than what it's been right here.
Yeah.
But there's a lot going on. It's going to be a great day. But I feel like there hasn't even been, we're starting to promote it now, being that it's Saturday.
Yeah.
But this thing sold out so quick. I mean, dude, if I go over the list of some of the things that are going to be taking place that day.
Actually.
Autograph sessions, I told you about that.
Yep. Who's going? Mets, do you know who, like Keith and those guys? Or Daryl? Any of the...
I don't. I believe it's going to be current and legends.
Very good. Okay, so you got that.
I've heard a couple of, I'm not going to mention them, but I've heard a couple of big names. Okay. Not that we have booked, but I've heard one like very special, but I think a lot of them are going to be special. Mets Mini Museum and press conference photo. So you can go down and check out Mets memorabilia and have the pop-up press conference room, so you experience that.
Where it looks like you're the one being interviewed. I like that.
Exactly.
Fun for a fan. All right, what else we got?
There'll be programming there. I think SNY might be doing something. I'm not sure with Gelbs and maybe Gary Apple.
Okay.
Because I was like, oh, if you need me to go, they're like, oh, no, we're good.
They said that to you.
I was
wondering why, because I thought you did something for SNY last year.
I did something at the Queens Baseball Convention, which
is different.
Because
I got it.
Well, that's like a Mets fan created thing.
This
is the Mets now doing it themselves.
All right.
Let's see. I mean,
probably a ton of food and some
other exhibits, all over the place.
Memorabilia.
Yeah, I mean,
Mets
got photo opportunities, behind the scenes tour, clubhouse activation. It's going to be bullpen and warning track activations.
Any tryouts for potential first baseman for the season?
Virtual batting activations. That's going to be where we are, location Metro Market and the K Corner, virtual batting activations.
I did that. You know where I did that?
Where?
At FanFest. Fanatics.
Okay, yeah. That's right.
That's wild, man.
Up there. But take a shot of the VR.
It's like the VR stuff.
Virtual reality home run derby in the Mets. Dude, it just...
That's good. That's going to be a fun day.
Card breaking. They're doing card breaking out there.
A pack?
Yeah. Anyway, I don't know if... Yeah. PSA card grading. This is going to be just insane. Beer garden stuff, alumni meet. Now, I think the alumni, you're going to meet them and have them sign. They can only sign the specific poster that's been given away for that day.
Okay.
As opposed to bringing in stuff. But yeah, there's a lot going on. I wish I could help you, Junior. I don't know if I can, but if I can help you, I promise you I will. But tickets are sold out.
So wait, now what is this? This is next Saturday?
This coming Saturday. I had a champion.
Oh,
this
a couple
Saturday.
Days.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So, I don't know. I mean, I don't want to talk out of school here, but... Yeah. And let's reach out to the Mets, see if we can get a pair of tickets at some point to give away on the show. What are we doing?
That's above my pay grade.
Well, me too, but I mean, I could throw it out there. Maybe somebody takes a nibble.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Or a couple of passes could be our guest today, whatever. All right, we do, because I know how badly people want to go.
I hear you.
Yeah, and they're sold out. BT and Sal on the fan. We'll get back to your calls coming up in a little bit. We'll also have three RQ when we come back. Three random questions as we do every Wednesday at 1140, so stay tuned.